弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主今天有机会跟大家一起来读神的话，一起来交通。
I thank the Lord that I have this opportunity to read the Word of God together with you and to have some fellowship.
刚才弟兄带诗的时候唱到这首诗《更高之处》。
Our brother who led the song led with higher ground.
我就想到一个图画。
And I have this picture.
在我们现在地上最高的一座山峰是珠穆朗玛峰。
The highest mountain on earth is Mount Everest.
那这个山峰越往上的时候越难。
As you climb up toward the apex, it gets harder and harder.
因为空气会越稀薄。
Because the air gets thinner and thinner.
然后人的体力会下降。
And also your physical strength would decrease.
所以知道登山的人都说同伴呢一定看到一个人停下来的时候马上说不要停下来站起来。
So all these mountaineers when they see their companions wanting to sit down, they'll say, you have to get up right away.
因为如果你坐下觉得舒服要休息的话。
If you sit down because you want to take a break and get a rest.
马上两分钟之内要发生的就是你身体会僵硬。
Within 2 minutes, your body will freeze.
而且最后你会死亡。
Ultimately, you would die.
所以今天我们其实看到很多属灵里的沉睡跟死亡。
And we see a lot of slumber and death in a spiritual sense today.
但主的心意是让我们到更高之处。
However, God's will is to lead us into higher ground.
一直到最高的高峰。
Until to the highest apex.
比地上的高峰都要高。
It is higher than any of the apexes on earth.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
今天我的负担是想跟大家一起从使徒彼得身上来看一件事，就是跟从主。
This morning, my burden is to share with you from the life of Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, as to how to follow the Lord.
所以我们先来读两处的经文。
Let's read two passages in the Bible.
第一处是在路加福音22:31-32.
First, in Luke chapter 22:31-32.
路加福音22:31-32。
Luke 22:31-32.
主又说：西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat.
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头之后，要坚固你的弟兄。
But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
然后第二处的经节是在彼得后书1:10-11.
The second passage is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
彼得后书1:10-11.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移你们若行这几样就永不失脚
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you for as long as you practice these things you will never stumble
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国
For in this way you will receive a rich welcome into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 那我们还有一些祷告，好不好？
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你今天又来召聚我们。
We thank you, Lord, that you gather us again together.
今天愿我们所有的人都在你的脚前。
May all of us be at your feet today.
我们的身体，我们的灵魂都聚在你的脚前。
Our body and our spirit are both gathered at your feet.
主啊，愿意你来向我们启示。
Lord, we entreat you to reveal yourself to us.
我们愿意看到你。
We desire to see you.
主啊，我们愿意你今天来向我们施恩。
We desire for you to be gracious to us today.
把你的心意再向我们打开。
So open your heart to us one more time.
激励我们来跟随你。
Constrain us to follow you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那刚才我们读的第一处章节其实是主耶稣的一个预言。
Earlier, the first passage we read was basically a prophecy by the Lord Jesus.
那预言将要发生的是
This prophecy is something that will happen soon.
就是仇敌要借着这个世界的诱惑，或者这些环境的艰难，或者我们人的软弱。
Because the enemy is going to use the difficulties of the affliction and the circumstances and the weaknesses of men.
来筛我们像筛麦子一样。
And the enemy wants to sift us like wheat.
他要引离我们这些神的儿女，离开神，进到他的一个掌控里面。
And the enemy is trying to draw us out of Jesus into the enemy's dominion.
这是一个很危险，却是很真实的事情。
This is a dangerous but a real fact.
尤其是今天的光景。
Particularly in the conditions we're in today.
我们知道很多人甚至在家庭工作上面受到许多的难处。
We know that a lot of us are undergoing difficulties in our family and in our jobs.
除了外面，还有里面的难处。
There's conflict within and conflicts without.
有人失望灰心。
Some are in despair and are disappointed.
所以这就是今天的光景。
So this is our condition today.
就是我们的光景。
This is our condition.
甚至就是今天坐在这里，其中的我们很多人的光景。
And this is the condition of most of us who are sitting here today.
但是有一件事情撒旦永远也不明白。
But there's one thing that Satan can never understand.
他已经做了他该做的所有的。
Satan has done everything that he is supposed to do.
当主撒种，他也撒种。
As the Lord was putting a seed in the earth, Satan was also putting seed on the earth.
所以有麦子长出来。
And there's wheat is coming out.
也有败子长出来。
Tares are also coming out.
这么混乱的情形。
In such a state of confusion.
所以今天希望我们每一个人都真是真正重生得救的人。
So today we truly want to be someone who have been saved.
因为撒旦不知道有一天主要审判。
Because Satan does not know that one day the Lord will judge us.
今天他很猖狂。
Today he might get his way.
但是有一天麦子败子总要分开。
But one day, the wheat will be separated from the tares.
神会要把麦子收在仓里。
And God will put the wheat in the storage.
还有一件事他不明白。
Another thing, Satan does not understand.
他已经尽他所有的能力来筛。
He had used his utmost strength to sift.
但是掉下来的没有麦子。
However, what has been falling out of the sieve is not wheat.
只有糠皮。
It is only chaff.
麦子归谁？
Who does the wheat belong to?
还是归神。
Of course the wheat belongs to God.
我们要说 Amen.
We want to say Amen.
Amen. 这是神的作为。
This is a work of God.
撒旦能做最大的努力是让他成为一个筛子。
The biggest thing Satan can do is to become the sift.
或者说他是神手里的一个工具。
Or in other words, Satan is a tool in the hands of God.
那在这个章节，在路加福音的22章32节，主有一个应对。
And in this passage, Luke 22:32, God has a response.
他已经为彼得祈求。
He has already prayed for Peter.
以前我的感觉是他为所有的圣徒祈求。
Earlier, I thought he was praying for all the saints.
但是这里讲得很清楚，他是为你祈求。
However, it's very clear here.He's praying for you, the singular you.
他说彼得你回头之后要兼顾你的弟兄。
It says here, Simon, after you turned again, strengthen your brothers.
那彼得是谁啊？
Who is Simon?
刚才弟兄带师的时候讲过。
Our song leaders mentioned it earlier.
他是一个出身很低微的人。
He was born of low conditions.
他不是一个三头六臂的人。
He wasn't somebody who has a strange, unique capabilities.
但神就是拣选软弱的。
However, God particularly chose the weak ones.
让那些有力量的要羞耻。
To shame the ones who have strength.
让这些愚昧的。
So for those who are foolish.
却让那些聪明的，他们羞耻。
And he put to shame the people who are wise.
所以彼得他是一个没有学问的小民，在很多人眼里。
So in most people's eyes, Peter is somebody who did not have high education.
而且他是一个很矛盾、很掺杂的人。
And he was full of conflicts and controversies.
他有的时候是勇敢的。
Sometimes he was brave.
在主耶稣被抓的时候，他一刀就把大祭司仆人的耳朵砍下来。
When the Lord Jesus was captured, he used his knife and cut off the ear of a servant of the high priest.
但一时他又是这么软弱，那么懦弱。
However, on the other hand, sometimes he could be really without courage.
只是一个使女出来，就把他吓得发誓赌咒，说我不认识这个拿撒勒人耶稣。
Just a maidservant would come out and he would be so scared that he would swear and say, I do not know this person from Nazareth.
他说我不属于主。
He said that I do not belong to God.
有的时候他是明白的。
Sometimes he seemed to understand.
比如他说，耶稣，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
He said that thou art the Christ, son of the living God.
但有的时候他又是这么糊涂。
Sometimes he seemed confused.
让主责备说，撒旦，你退我身后去吧。
So that the Lord would rebuke him, stand behind me, Satan.
有的时候他是这么坚定。
Sometimes he stood so firm.
当所有的门徒，很多门徒离开主耶稣，说这话太难听了。
When all the disciples left him and said, this is a difficult statement.
但是彼得说，夫子，你又是永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
But Peter said, teacher, you have the way of, the word of eternal life. Who else do we follow?
有的时候，但是他又是，这么的软弱。
Sometimes he was so weak.
因为他甚至带着很多门徒去打鱼。
He to the point where he would take many disciples to go fishing.
那时候是主属主的人最需要安慰的时候。
It was at a time when people who belonged to the Lord required much comfort.
有的时候他是真实的。
Sometimes he was truthful.
但有的时候他又是这么的虚假，甚至当面来作假。
However, sometimes he was such a hypocrite.
所以我要说的是，我们该犯的错，似乎在他身上都能找得到。
What I'm trying to tell you is that all the mistakes and errors that we have committed, you can find it all in Peter.
而且我们没犯的，甚至在他身上都会犯。
Even to the point that the mistakes we haven't committed yet, you can find in Peter.
但是神用他。
However, God used Peter.
因为神让我们看到这条路。
Because God can show us this way.
神把彼得摆在我们面前，让我们看到我们的希望在哪里。
God put Peter in front of us to show us where our hope lies.
就是跟从主。
Our hope lies in following the Lord.
因为彼得是一个跟从主一直到最后的人。
Peter is someone who follows the Lord to the uttermost.
他跟从主一直到十字架上。
He followed the Lord all the way to the cross.
根据传说，他是在十字架上被钉死。
According to folklore, he was crucified on the cross.
但是他觉得自己不配，他说我要倒钉十字架。
He felt he was unworthy, so he wanted to be crucified upside down.
所以这是彼得。
So this is Peter.
那彼得有什么话在他回头之后来鼓励我们呢？
So what words did Peter utter after he turned again?
这就是我们刚才读的第二处的章节。
This can be found in the second passage in the Bible that we just read.
这个时候彼得已经到他生命的末了了。
At this time, this was the end of Peter's life.
他说我脱离帐篷的时候要到了。
He said that it is time for me to depart from this earthly dwelling.
是在彼得后书的一章十二节。
This is found in 2 Peter 1:12.
他说你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
2 Peter 1:12. Therefore, I shall always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present with you.
甚至他到第十五节这么讲，并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
Furthermore, he said in verse 15, and I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure, you may be able to call these things to mind.
所以他心里有一个很重的负担要跟弟兄来交通。
In his heart, he has a very heavy burden that he wants to fellowship with the brother.
他更希望我们在他去世之后还来思想这些事。
Furthermore, even after his departure, he still wants us to meditate on these things.
所以我们先来看这些话里面的头一段。
So let's focus on the first part of these words.
第一段他是这么称呼我们弟兄们。
In 2 Peter 1:10, he said, brethren.
弟兄代表我们在生命里面的地位是一样的。
This greeting of brethren implies that we are identical with him in life.
我们没有外面的头衔。
We don't have any titles on the outward sense.
而且我们有同样的性情。
We have the same nature.
这是他对我们的称呼。
But this is the greeting that Peter used to greet us.
虽然很多人后来封他是圣彼得。
Even though later on people call him Saint Peter.
甚至有人封他是第一任的教皇。
Some people also told us that he was the first pope.
但彼得很清楚。
But Peter was very clear.
他跟我们讲的时候，他说：“弟兄们。”
When he was fellowshipping with us, he said, "Brethren."
然后他说：“应当更加殷勤。”
Furthermore, in verse 10, he says, "Be all the more diligent."
所以，当一个回头的人来服侍我们的时候
，When this brother who has turned again is serving us with his words,
他心里知道他所服侍的人的光景是怎么样。
He clearly understands the conditions of the heart of the people he's serving.
他看到神家的需要。
He can see the needs of the household of God.
他看到在神的家里面有一些人已经失去方向了。
He can see that there are people in the household of God have already lost their directions.
虽然他们得救，他们对神的事提不起精神。
Even though they have been saved, but they're sluggish in terms of heavenly matters.
他们懒惰。
They are slothful.
松懈。
And they're sluggish.
而且他们失去他们的热诚。
And they have lost their zeal.
很多甚至失去那起初的爱。
A lot of people have even lost their first love.
所以他看到了。
Therefore, Peter saw that.
他说应当更加殷勤。
Therefore, he said in verse 10, be all the more diligent.
而且他说使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
And to make certain about his calling and choosing you.
那他在这件事上是怎么样来经历的呢
？So how did Peter experience this himself?
他原来的光景是怎么样
？What was his condition before?
刚才我们提到了，当主耶稣复活之后
，Earlier we talked about after Jesus arose from the dead.
甚至主耶稣已经对着那个多疑的多马说：“你来探入我的肋旁。”
The Lord Jesus even said to doubting Thomas.Feel my side.
所以主已经恢复了多马。
The Lord has already restored Thomas.
但是在约翰福音第二十一章那里。
However, in John 21.
那里说有西门彼得第二节有西门彼得和称为底士马的多马。
In John chapter 21 verse 2, there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus.
并加利利的加拿人拿但业还有西比泰的两个儿子这就是指约翰跟雅各又有两个门徒都在一处
And Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee which means James and John and two others of his disciples
主有十二个门徒
The Lord has 12 disciples
那个时候犹大卖主所以只有十一个门徒
At that time Judas has already betrayed the Lord so there were 11 disciples
我们数下来那里已经超过半壁江山了
If you count them, it's already half, more than half of the majority of the disciples.
彼得没有带着他们去祷告。
Peter did not lead them to prayer meetings.
没有带着他们去传福音。
Peter did not lead them to gospel meetings.
彼得说我打鱼去。
Peter said, let's go fishing.
他完全忘了恩召和拣选。
He totally had forgotten about his calling and God's choosing him.
但是神让他回头。
However, the Lord enabled him to turn again.
所以他思想他是怎么蒙召，他是怎么被拣选。
So he meditated upon how he was chosen and how he was called.
因为当初主在加利利海边的时候。
Because by the Sea of Galilee.
彼得曾经俯伏在耶稣的膝盖前。
Peter has prostrated himself before the knees of the Lord.
这在路加福音五章。
And this is in Luke 5.
他说主啊离开我我是个罪人。
In Luke 5 he says, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man.
如果主耶稣这么圣洁的主来到我们面前。
If the Lord Jesus, who is so holy, who has come before us.
把他自己显出来给我们看到。
And he manifests himself to us.
我们的反应应该是怎么样。
What ought our response be?
如果主耶稣说你离开我，你这个罪人是应该的。
If the Lord said to Peter, "Depart from me, you are a sinful man."
但彼得受不了，就是说这个主一直跟他在一起。
And Peter could not stand it that the Lord is with him all the time.
因为他不配。
Because Peter is not worthy.
所以福音传得清楚的话。
So if the gospel is preached clearly.
如果光照在黑暗里的话。
If light is shown in darkness,
如果我们真的能看到的话
if we can truly see,
瞎子的眼睛打开的话
if the eyes of the blind could be opened,
我们知道这个呼召是个恩典
we know that this calling is his grace,
因为主耶稣说不要怕
Because the Lord says, do not fear.
他说来跟从我。
Follow me.
所以这是彼得他生命的开始。
This is the beginning of Peter's life.
拣选。
It's his choosing.
主耶稣选了十二个门徒。
The Lord Jesus chose 12 disciples.
这是不是彼得所讲的拣选?
Is this the choosing that the Peter was referring to?
没错,彼得是要回想这样的拣选。
Yes, Peter is reflecting upon this choosing.
但是我们都在同一个恩召里面。
However, we are all in this gracious calling.
在希伯来书第三章第一节那里说。
In Hebrews 3:1 it says,
他说同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
同一个恩召。
It's the same calling.
还有一处的圣经大家都很熟的。
And there's another passage in the Bible that we're all familiar with.
这一段我们一直在重复的。
And we keep repeating it.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
For you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
有谁记得这个章节在哪里?
Who remembers where this passage is found in the Bible?
彼得前书。
First Peter.
二章九节。
2:9.
这是彼得讲的拣选。
This is the choosing.Peter was referring to.
这句话是对所有蒙恩的人讲的。
These words are uttered to all who have been saved.
唯有我们是被拣选的族类。
Only we are the chosen race.
这是彼得讲的拣选。
This is the choosing that Peter was referring to.
所以彼得用他的经历他来提醒我们弟兄姐妹们。
Therefore, Peter used his own experience to remind brothers and sisters.
让我们看到我们是怎样被招怎样蒙拣选。
So we can see that how we were chosen and how we were called.
所以他讲到的是每一个重生得救有圣灵内住的人。
So he's calling to everyone who has the indwelling spirit and who has been saved by grace.
然后他说到你们若行这几样就永不失脚。
And furthermore, in verse 10, it goes on to say, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
彼得对于失脚是最熟悉的一个人。
Peter is most familiar with the fact of stumbling.
他是一个失脚的典范。
He is the typical example of somebody who stumbles.
他是专家。
He is an expert in stumbling.
因为他被人绊倒过。
Because he had been stumbled by others.
比如说有约翰跟雅各两兄弟总跟他作对。
For instance, the brothers James and John were always opposing Peter.
所以他很恨他们。
So he hated them.
他觉得他们要抢他的位置。
Peter felt that they are trying to grab his position.
他们两兄弟在一起。
Because there were two brothers ganging up against him.
彼得也有兄弟的。
And Peter also has a brother.
叫安德烈。
And his name is Andrew.
亲生的弟兄。
It is his brother by blood.
但讲起来更生气。
But however, Peter, it drives Peter crazy.
不光这个安德烈不跟他在一起
Not only would this Andrew not stick by him
而且得罪他七次
And this Andrew would offend him 7 times
所以彼得是一个经常被绊倒的人
So Peter is somebody who has been stumbled by others constantly
有的时候我们被绊倒是被我们最亲爱的人绊倒
A lot of times we have been stumbled by people who are most endearing to us
不光这样他还绊倒别人
Not only so, Peter also is a stumbling block to other people.
不需要举太多例子。
I don't need to list too many examples.
到一个地步，他甚至要绊倒主耶稣。
To a certain extent that he would even want to put a stumbling block before the Lord Jesus.
因为当他知道主耶稣要上十字架的时候。
Because as he knew that he is going up the cross.
在马太福音16章22节那里。
In Matthew 16:22.
彼得就拉着主。
Peter pulled Jesus.
劝他说说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你。
Because he said, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
所以耶稣不光说撒旦退到我后边去。
So Jesus not only said, get behind me, Satan.
他说你是绊我脚的。
Jesus further said, you are a stumbling block to me.
但是他最大的跌倒。
But his biggest stumbling.
是在他觉得自己最强壮的时候。
It's at a time when Peter felt he was the strongest.
因为主耶稣在上十字架之前
Because before the Lord went to the cross,
主耶稣说今夜这是在马太福音26章31节那里
This is in Matthew 26:31.
主耶稣说今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒
you will all fall away because of me.
因为击打牧人，羊就分散了。
For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered.
但彼得说什么？
But what did Peter say?
他说众人都跌倒。
And Peter said, even though all may fall away,
我却永不跌倒。
I will never fall away.
这是彼得。
This is Peter.
这是他从前的光景。
This was his prior condition.
但是他最后否认主三次。
Later on, he had denied the Lord three times.
但是他回头了。
However, he turned again.
而且回头之后，主一再向他显现，来恢复他。
Furthermore, after he turned again, the Lord manifested himself over and over again to restore him.
直到他写彼得后书的时候。
Until the time he wrote 2 Peter.
他不再摇动。
He would not be shaken.
不再丧胆。
He would not lose heart.
他尽力要完成这个托付。
He would try his utmost to fulfill his entrustment by the Lord.
来鼓励我们。
And he is encouraging us.
他说，你们要丰丰富富地得以进入我们主、救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Peter said in verse 11, For in this way you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以彼得他跟从主的开始是从一个看见开始。
So Peter followed the Lord from the position of having seen something.
他结束的时候跟从主到最后，他也是以一个看见来结束。
As he ended his following, he also ended with the seeing.
因着跟从，我们会看到主，我们会更加认识主。
Because of the fact that we're following the Lord, we will see him and we will follow him more.
所以他说要丰丰富富进神的国。
Therefore, it talks about a rich welcome here.
这个时候我要用另外一个例子。
I'll use another example.
不是彼得。
It's not Peter.
虽然很多时候他是第一次。
A lot of times he claimed number one in many things.
五旬节之后第一个站起来传福音的。
After Pentecost, he was the first to stand up to preach the gospel.
把福音传给外邦人还不是保罗，是彼得第一个把福音传给外邦人。
It wasn't Paul, but it was the Apostle Peter who preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
但是讲到进神的国这件事情，神拣选了另外一个器皿。
However, in terms of entering into the kingdom of God, God has chosen another vessel.
所以彼得看见了这件事情。
And Peter saw this.
是另外一个弟兄跟他一样跟从主一直到最后。
And there's another brother who is just like him, who followed the Lord to the utmost.
丰丰富富在一些其他的英文版本，比如 NIV 里面是这么说的。
In terms of this, abundantly being supplied in NIV, it's in this translation.
是说被热切的迎到神的国里面。
It's you're receiving a rich welcome.
是 richly welcomed into the kingdom.
You're being richly welcomed into the kingdom of God.
这个弟兄就是斯提凡。
And this brother is Stephen.
斯提凡弟兄在《使徒行传》第七章记载了。
Acts 7 recorded about Stephen.
他是最早为主殉道的人。
He was the first one who was martyred for the Lord.
那个时候在《使徒行传》第七章第五十五节讲到他的故事。
And Acts 7:55, it was recorded his story.
那里说斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛来望天。
And Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit, and he gazed intently into heaven.
然后说有几个看见。
And he saw several things.
他看见神的荣耀。
First, he saw the glory of God.
他看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Second, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
他又说我看见天开了。
Furthermore, he said, I behold, he saw the heavens opened up.
他跟人讲说人子站在神的右边。
And he told others that the Son of Man was standing at the right hand of God.
周围的人听到就用石头把他打死。
People around him, when they heard this, they stoned him to death.
但是在五十九节，斯提凡呼吁说，求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。
However, in verse 59, he said, he called upon the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
在第六十节他又跪下大声喊着说主啊不要将这罪归给他们。
In verse 60, he talks about falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
所以斯提凡是一个跟从主，学了他的完全的顺服谦卑，死，而且死在罪人的手下。
So Stephen, having followed the Lord fully, he actually died in the hands of the sinners.
而且他为罪人来代求。
And he also interceded for the sinners.
天开了。
And the heavens have opened up.
斯蒂凡看见了。
And Stephen saw.
但是他看见的这个图画是非常奇妙的一个图画。
However, the pictures that Stephen saw was indeed marvelous.
我觉得这解释什么叫做丰丰富富。
So it talks about what this rich welcome is.
因为圣经讲到坐在右边的时候。
When the Bible talks about who is sitting at the right hand.
右边是代表大的位置，大位。
The right hand signifies the important position.
神说我要让仇敌坐你的脚凳。
God says, I will make the enemy your footstool.
所以你要坐在我的右边。
Therefore, you have to sit at my right hand.
当众水泛滥的时候。
When the multitude of waters floods.
我们的主也是坐在他的座位上来为王的。
He still sits on his throne.
但有一次查经我们查到这里。
One time we had a Bible study on this passage.
维莎姐妹就说。
One of our sister, 维莎 said.
她就说她听到一个弟兄的交通。
She has heard a sharing of a brother before.
斯蒂凡看到的这次很可能是唯一的一次说到主是站在那里站在右边。
This may be one of the first only instance in the Bible where Stephen saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
因为主耶稣看到一个人跟从他一直到最后。
Because the Lord Jesus would see someone all the way to the end.
他看到这个人要进到神的国里。
He sees that somebody is coming into the kingdom of God.
他看到这么精彩的事情。
He sees such an exciting scene.
他热切地要欢迎他进来。
With all excitement, he wants to welcome this person into his kingdom.
这是丰富。
This is a rich welcome.
因为在斯蒂凡身上有了神很多的性情。
Because in Stephen, you can find a lot of the divine nature.
因为他跟随神。
Because Stephen has followed God.
所以我相信彼得的意象也是这个。
So I can see that Peter also has the same vision.
他鼓励我们。
He encouraged us.
愿意我们进神的国的时候，神都是来起立欢迎我们进到他的国里。
He desired that for all of us, when we're ready to enter into the kingdom of God, that Jesus would stand up to welcome us into His kingdom.
我们前天查到创世纪四十四章。
A couple of days ago, we were studying Genesis 44.
那里讲到约瑟跟弟兄相认。
It talked about how Joseph finally met up and revealed himself to his brothers.
因为他一直瞒着这件事情不跟他的这些弟兄相认。
Joseph has hidden the fact that he was Joseph, and he did not reveal himself to his brothers.
直到他看到其中的一个弟兄犹大。
Until he saw his brother Judah.
犹大在那里愿意成为奴隶来赎回他的弟弟便雅悯。
Judah was willing to be the slave so that he can redeem the life of Benjamin.
所以约瑟再也忍不住了。
So Joseph cannot control himself anymore.
他说我是你们的兄弟。
And Joseph said, I'm your brother, Joseph.
忍了这么久，但是直到他看到有人跟他相似，跟他相像，有神的性情的时候，他忍不住。
He has held off for so long.Until the time he sees somebody who has a similar nature and similar character.
他说我是你们的弟兄约瑟。
And he said, I am your brother Joseph.
弟兄姐妹们，斯蒂凡的名字是指冠冕。
Brothers and sisters, the name Stephen refers to the word crown.
可能在座有些人会觉得你讲的这些太难。
Maybe some of you here sitting here would feel this is such a lofty theory.
这个道也太高了。
And this is too high in the sky.
我跟我的姐妹交通的时候
And so I was fellowship with my wife.
我们面面相觑
And we stared at each other.
讲已经很难了
It is hard to just talk about it.
我们还要来跟从
Furthermore, we have to follow.
所以我试着找了一找
So I tried and look up some instances.
如果不跟从主，我们还有什么其他的预备？
If we were not to follow the Lord, what else, what other preparations would there be?
因为神是有怜悯的神。
Because God is a God of mercy.
他甚至让日光照歹人。
He even let the sun shine on the evil people.
如果我不能跟随到底。
If I were not to follow him to the uttermost.
他有什么应许祝福呢？
What other promises and blessings would the Lord have for me?
弟兄姐妹，我找不到。
Brothers and sisters, I cannot find any.
如果我们记得的话，
If you remember,
在创世纪第二十七章三十八节那里。
In Genesis 27:38,
那时候以扫他已经知道他的哥哥雅各把父亲的祝福骗走了。
At that time, Esau already knew that his brother Jacob had stolen his blessing.
所以以扫对他父亲说，
Therefore, Esau said to his father,
父啊，你只有一样可祝福的吗？
Do you have only one blessing, my father?
他说，我父啊，求你为我祝福。
Bless me, even me also, my father.
然后他就放声而哭。
And so Esau lifted his voice and wept.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们中间有没有人像以扫当时的心情一样？
Brothers and sisters, do we have the same heart condition as Esau?
因为当时你要去看的话，
And if you want to look,
父亲的祝福是什么？
What was the father's blessing?
他是把作王的天上的祝福给了雅各。
He gave the blessing of being the king, heavenly king to Jacob.
他也把地上的五谷新酒所有的丰富赐给雅各。
He also gave the abundance of the earth, the wine and the new grain he gave to Jacob.
这是代表基督。
This is a representation of Christ.
我们天父在基督之外还为我们预备了什么？
Outside of Christ, what else has the Heavenly Father prepared for us?
没有了。
None.
只有一条路我们可以得着。
And there's only one way by which we can gain this.
就是跟从他。
Which is to follow him.
神的心意从来不会妥协。
The heart of God would be to never compromise.
所以神用彼得这样的弟兄来鼓励我们。
Therefore, the Lord used brothers like Peter to encourage us.
神的心意只有一个。
God only has one desire.
就是他的儿子。
Which is his son.
我们不管有多少的难处。
Regardless of how many difficulties we have.
我们需要来学习。
We need to learn this lesson.
我们需要被彼得来鼓励。
We need to be encouraged by Peter.
希望我们都因着看见能够跟从神。
May we all follow him because we have seen something of him.
也希望我们都能在跟从里面来看到他。
May we all, in our following, we can further see him.
就像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
因为彼得在彼得后书第一章后面他讲到。
Because in the latter part of 2 Peter chapter 1, he says,
这里是他回头的亮光。
This is the light as he turned again.
在16节。
In verse 16,
他说我跟你们讲的这些事并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言乃是亲眼见过他的威容。
And verse 16 in chapter 1 of 2 Peter, For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第十七节他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
Verse 17, For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
他说我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And in verse 18, And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
感谢主我们下面把时间交给台生弟兄他会与我们分享变化山上这个故事。
And we thank the Lord that Brother Tyson will talk about the story about the transfiguration.
感谢主，我的海边弟兄给我们一个鼓励的话语。他用彼得的生活的故事来鼓励我们，所以我们可以不跌倒。
This morning, I'd like to share about Behold His Glory.
今天早晨我交通的题目是要说到看到主的荣耀。
I will use two sections of scriptures.
我会用到两处的圣经。
First one would come from Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration.
第一个是马太福音十七章里面变化山上的故事。
The second section of the scriptures would come from the book of Esther.
第二个是以斯帖记。
In chapter 4.
第四章。
The significance of these two sections of the scripture tells us about the two crises related to our salvation.
这两处的圣经告诉我们两个耶稣都是和我们的救恩有关的。
This is just a brief summary.
这是一个很快的一个总结。
From the book of Esther, we learn that our Lord is the Lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David.
我们从以斯帖记里面，我们知道我们主耶稣是犹太支派的狮子。
Then from Matthew 17, we learn from the Mount Transfiguration, our Lord is that small lamb newly slain.
但是我们同时也知道，我们的主是一个羔羊，是神的羔羊。
Let's read this scripture.
让我们一起来读圣经。
From Matthew 17,
马太福音十七章
，verse 1-8,
第一节到第八节。
Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish...We will make three tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Get up and do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的弟兄约翰暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。突然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里为你搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，却有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”门徒听见，就伏伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们说：“起来，不要害怕。”他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Then let's turn to the book of Esther, chapter 4.
然后请大家打开以斯帖记第四章。
The two verses 13 and 14.
十三十四节。以斯帖记第四章十三十四节。
Esther 4:13. The Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape any more than all the Jews.For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说：“你莫想在皇宫里强过一切的犹太人得免这祸。此事你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。你和你父家。”必致灭亡，愿是你得了王后的名分，不是为了现今的机会吗？
Last verse, let's look into Hebrew chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章
Verse 10.
第十节
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
when we consider our salvation, the book of Esther, recorded in chapter 4, verse 13 and 14, seems to tell us some crisis occurred during the time of Esther.
当我们来思想我们救恩的时候，以斯帖记第四章里面，让我们看到当时有这样一个危机。
This is in view of our Lord is the Lion from the tribe of Judah and the root of David.
这里是说到我们的主耶稣是犹太支派的狮子，是大卫的根。
As recorded in the book of Revelation chapter 5.
就像启示录第五章里面所说的。
Here the chapter 4 of from the book of Esther, it tells us something about this crisis.
然后在以斯帖记第四章里面，这边有一个危机。
Here the Esther, the word of Mordecai to Esther is, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place.
这里莫迪改对以斯帖说，你此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。
Here, we have to understand the background a little bit because this is during the time of Persian kingdom. The king Ahasuerus was in control.
我们需要知道一些背景，当时是波斯王亚哈随鲁王统治的时候。
Ahasuerus, his territory, his kingdom territory was from India to Ethiopia, including 127 provinces. Okay.
亚哈随鲁作王的时候，他的领地从印度直到古时统治127个省。
During the reign of Ahasuerus, his second in command was Haman.
他在他统治的时候，直接在他手下的有一个人叫哈曼。
Haman devised a plot to kill all the Jews.
哈曼设置了这样一个诡计，要杀所有的犹太人。
The significance of this section, as recorded in Esther, was quite important. It related to our salvation.
而以斯帖记第四章里面这边所说的事情是很重要，也关乎我们自己的救恩。
As far as the timing during the writing of during the time of Esther,
在以斯帖记那个年代
，the remnants led by Zerubbabel has already rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
所罗巴伯所带的那些渔民已经在耶路撒冷建了那个圣殿。
This was also before Ezra and Nehemiah, the second wave, returned to Jerusalem.
也是在尼希米回到耶路撒冷之前。
So the implication for Haman's plot is quite significant.
所以哈曼的这个诡计是很重要的一件事情。
If he was successful, he is going to eliminate not only the Jews in this capital city Susa, he is also going to eliminate all the remnants returning to Jerusalem.
所以，如果哈曼的诡计成功的话，他不但要剪除所有在首都苏珊城的犹太人，也包括在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
So here in chapter 4 of Esther,
所以这边在以斯帖记第四章
Mordecai to reply to Esther was, if you do not do it, the Lord will raise up someone else to do it.
摩迪改对以斯帖说，你如果你不做，闭口不言，主就要从别处来拯救解脱犹太人。
To us is very significant because it seems that the Lord has come.His contingency plan.
所以，当我们对我们来思想这件事的时候，我们想我们的主是有一个变化的一个计划。
So here is to our Lord so critical to preserve provide relief and restoration for His people.
所以这边我们看到我们的主要来解脱、来拯救属于他的子民。
So finally, we see that the Lord uses the vessel like.Esther and Mordecai to provide relief and the restoration.
所以我们最后看到我们的主通过他的器皿以斯帖和摩迪改来解脱拯救犹太人。
For to us, this in view of what is described in Revelation chapter 5, Our Lord Jesus is the Lion from the tribe of Judah and the from the root of David.
所以这边我们就看到，就像启示录第五章里面所说的，我们的主耶稣基督是犹太支派的狮子，是大卫的根。
The line, the genealogy line from Abraham to David to captivity until our Lord Jesus cannot be changed.
所以你看整个这个历史，从大卫直到我们的主耶稣。
Cannot be altered.
哦，是不能改变的。
Okay. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17.
让我们翻到马太福音十七章。
We just read this event occurring on the Mount Transfiguration.
我们来看在变化山上所发生的。
So Mount Transfiguration would allow us to see that our Lord Jesus is the Lamb newly slain.
这边让我们看到我们的主耶稣基督也是被杀的羔羊。
Here, as recorded here, James, Peter, and John was also with the Lord. They saw three people.
我们这边看到彼得、雅各、约翰和主耶稣在一起，他们看见三个人。
They saw our Lord Jesus and Moses and Elijah.
就是主耶稣、摩西和以利亚。
Then the Verse 8 tells us, after the cloud cleared, and lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
所以第八节里面看到，当云彩飘走的时候，他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
Therefore, it tells us, as Moses represents the law, and Elijah represents prophets.
所以我们这边看到，摩西代表律法，以利亚代表先知。
Law and the prophet cannot save us.
律法和先知不能救我们。
Only the Lamb of God, our Lord Christ Jesus, can save us.
只有神的羔羊，我们的主耶稣基督能够救我们。
Second thing happened during this time of Mount Transfiguration, as we call it, minor crisis here.
第二件在变化山上所发生的事情也是一个小小的危机。
Because our Lord is, although our Lord was still on earth, but he had his glory as revealed to us when, during the, in this section of writing, that Moses, Elijah, and our Lord was in their glory.
所以虽然我们的主还在地上，但是他的荣耀就像这个马太福音十七章里面所说的，让我们看到他和摩西、以利亚在一起，在荣耀里面。
Our Lord could very well to gone into glory without coming down the mountain.
我们的主可以在那边就进入荣耀，不需要再从变化山上下来。
But we thank the Lord.
但是我们感谢主。
He is the Lamb of God.
但是他是神的羔羊。
Who take our place on the cross?
他为我们死在十字架上。
So when he came down from the Mount Transfiguration, his gaze was upon the cross.
所以当他从变化山上所下来以后，他的注目的重点就是十字架。
To shed his blood for us.
为我们流他的宝血。
To nail our cross, our sins on the cross.
把我们的罪钉在十字架上。
And bury it.
埋葬。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
His resurrection.And ascension provide us the Holy Spirit.
他的复活，他的重生，重新升上天，为我们给了我们一条救恩的道路。
This Mount Transfiguration event is so critical that in the book of Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 14.
这边变化山上所发生的事情是这样的重要，所以在约翰福音一章十四节里面，我们看到
John told us, "The Word became flesh and the tabernacle among men. We beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth."
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Also, moment ago, our brother Haibing read from 2 Peter chapter 1.
而且我们海滨弟兄刚刚从彼得后书第一章里面读到
Peter described his experience as we are eyewitnesses of his majesty.
我们见证主的荣耀
and we saw the honor and the glory of our Lord and we heard utterance from the heaven above.
我们看到我们的主的救恩和他的荣耀我们也从听到天上的声音
The utterance was This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased
这是我的爱子我所喜悦的
So here the significance from this month's transfiguration writing is that our Lord Jesus he himself would bring many sons to glory
所以这边马太福音十七章变化神上的故事，让我们看到我们的主要带许多的儿子进荣耀里。
We read from chapter 2 of Hebrew.
我们可以从希伯来书第二章里面。
We already read before this verse 10. It was fitting for him.For whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
要领许多的儿子进荣耀里，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
So here, our Lord Jesus is, as the Revelation chapter 5 told us, He is the Lamb of God.
而我们的主耶稣就像启示录第五章里面所说的他是神的羔羊
came down from the mountain
他从变化山上下来
and then fixed his gaze onto Jerusalem
把他的眼睛注目在耶路撒冷
to sacrifice himself for us
为我们的罪
here although inVery beginning, my thoughts about the Lord's words here is to behold His glory.
这边我想交通的是说，我们看了他的荣耀。
But behold His glory is much more than the glory of the Lord.
但是这个荣耀是比主的荣耀更高。
This glory is for us to partake His glory to bring, and he himself will bring many sons to glory.
因为这个荣耀是我们一起不但要进入他的荣耀他也要带许多的儿子一同进入荣耀里。
That is why in the book of Hebrew chapter 2 tell us we have so great a salvation.
所以我们就像希伯来书里面所说的我们听到的这个救恩是何等的大。
Sometimes it's truly beyond our imagination.
是超过我们所求所想的。
Can one imagine that we can be called sons of God to obtain sonship?
我们可以想到，我们可以能被称为神的儿子。
Sometimes the brothers will remind us, it's not what we can attain, it's what we can obtain.
很多的时候，我们的弟兄提醒我们说不是我们所想而是我们可以什么我们可以所得
Attain is by our own effort
我们所求是通过我们自己的努力
Obtain is His grace alone
而我们所得到的是因着神的恩典而仅仅是神的恩典
So as my brother shared about the following the Lord here the words would encourage us to fix our gaze onto the Lord
所以当我们的弟兄来和我们鼓励我们的时候我们要把我们的定睛转往我们的主
To behold his glory I would like to illustrate with us something something we read in the past
当我们来交通这个看主的荣耀的时候我愿意和大家一起用我们以前的一个交通来做一个例子
About seven years ago, Joanna and I spent about 7 weeks in Denmark.
七年以前，我姊妹和我在丹麦
For 7 weeks.
七个星期。
We spent 7 weeks moving around during the weekend, learn a little bit of Danish culture.
所以我们学一点当地丹麦的文化。
In the late 1800s, there was a writer, like a fairy tale writer. His name was Hans Christian Andersen.
当时十八世纪时候，丹麦有一个很著名的童话作家叫安徒生。
So he had a writing about the ugly duckling.
他有一个丑小鸭的故事。
Maybe you all heard about ugly duckling, but
也许你都听过这个丑小鸭的故事。
Something related to spiritual, our spiritual lessons.
但是这个其实和我们属灵的这个也有一个属灵的意义。
One day, a mother duck hatched a batch of eggs.
有一天有一个母鸭在孵一筐的那个小鸭。
Gradually, a little ones came out. They all say quack quack.
那慢慢的一个个小鸭 quack quack 就出来了。
And then finally, there was a big egg still hasn't hatched yet.
最后还有一个很大的那个鸭蛋还没有孵出来。
Another mother duck told her.Last time I had this experience, it turned out to be a turkey.
然后旁边一个母鸭跟他说，最后上一次我也有这么大的一个蛋，最后出来的是一个火鸡。
The turkey didn't quack. The turkey didn't like water.
那个火鸡不会 crack, 它也不喜欢水。
So the mother duck said, let me endure for a few more days.
那个这个母鸭母亲就说让我再忍受多几天。
Finally, the egg hatched and then came out an ugly duck.
那最后那个蛋破了，出来一个丑小鸭。
That's why it's called ugly duckling.
所以那个故事就叫丑小鸭。
The ugly duckling is a big duck.
那是一个大的鸭子 actually.
Didn't crack, but has a big sound.
它不像别的那个鸭子那样快快那样叫，它的声音很响。
Also, just like other birds, ugly big duckling enjoy water.
而且它和别的鸟一样，它喜欢水。
But the other ducks they hate this one.
但是别的鸭子都不喜欢这个丑小鸭。
They kick him, and
他们会踢他。
And the chicken start to bite his neck.
甚至来咬他的脖子。
He finally run away.
所以他就逃走了。
He endured quite winter time, and the next spring came.
他忍受了冬天的寒冷，然后春天来了。
He saw a group of majestic bird came.
他看到一些魔术鸟。
So he tried to swim to a majestic bird.
那个大。有尊荣的鸟
，quite majestic, yeah. So he tried to swim to them.
他就想游泳去。
But when he looked down to the water,
但是他看水里的时候
reflection,
从那个倒影里面
，he started recognize he is one of them.
他意识到他是他们中间的一员。
It turned out he is a swan.
他原来是一个天鹅。
So the little girls on the bank of the lake throw food to them. Here comes a beautiful one, a new one.
那个站在那个岸边的那个女孩子把食物就扔给他们，说这边来一个很好看的天鹅。
So the question to every one of us.
所以我们每一个人的问题是说
，If we recognize we are the Lord's.
如果我们意识到主的生命在我们里面，我们就是主。
We are the majestic ones.
我们就是那有尊荣的。
If we try to stumble ourselves, or someone try to stumble you, and you think you are part of the world,
我们如果自己跌倒，或者别人使我们跌倒，我们想我们是世界的一份子。
You may very well be the ugly duckling.
那你就也许只是一个丑小鸭。
So we, as a word of encouragement,
所以这边我要鼓励弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主
for his wonderful salvation.
感谢他的奇妙的救恩。
Our brother James last week shared with us.
温弟兄上个星期和我们交通道
about the four important words.
我们交通道四件重要的事情。
Knowing, reckoning, presenting and living.
我们就要知道我们要显示。
This is about our holy life, living before the Lord.
这是有关乎到我们在主面前荣耀的生活。
This is also a majestic life of believers.
这也是一个有尊荣的生活，作为一个信主的人。
Our brother Haibin shared with us about the following the Lord.
我们的海滨弟兄和我们交通道跟随主。
Often we stumble.
很多的时候我们会跌倒。
But thank the Lord, He is the one to provide relief and restoration.
但是主会解脱我们。
And we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Let's give thanks.
我们有一些祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Even with the poor structure of the word, that we can give you thanks and the praises.
因着你的话语，我们可以向你祷告感谢。
May you break the words and impart life to every one of us.
愿你拨开你的话语，给我们每一个，喂给我们每一个人。
For you have redeemed us. Every redeemed one is the majestic one in your sight.
因为你已经救了我每一个人，每一个被赎的，在你的里面都是有，在你的眼里都是有尊荣的。
We simply commit ourselves into your loving hands.
我们把我们自己放在你爱的手里。
May you open our eyes to behold your glory.
愿你开我们的眼，让我们看见你的荣耀。
Thank you for the sonship.
感谢你给了我们儿子的名分。
We can celebrate with one another.
所以我们可以在你的里面庆祝。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。